This is the Statman Sports Podcast, where we keep topics in context. This is your host, Steve Duffus, who is still wondering why the Seahawks didn't run the ball.
LeBron James has earned his fourth NBA championship and fourth finals MVP, closing the gap on the ring count of Michael Jordan. As LeBron's legacy continues to grow, the debate surfaces again, one that I've had millions of debates about. So here's the question: who is the greatest basketball player of all time, LeBron James or Michael Jordan? Welcome to episode number 91 of the Statman Sports Podcast. This is your host, Steve Duffus. Ah, man, how many times have we not talked about this topic, and how many times have they ended up in heated conversations? Well, today we're going to bring that up again, because of course, sometimes we tend to be prisoners of the moment. Well, I'm not, but I'm just talking about it today because I had some time to ponder upon it after the Los Angeles Lakers won the 2020 championship in the bubble, and I started to think about, is the gap really closed? Did one player overtake the other player? Does the standpoint stay the same? Oh, we're going to find out this episode. For those of you who've been there since day one, thank you so much for showing that support. For those of you who've always been there, thank you for the same way. Man, I cannot wait to start talking about this because I broke down all the numbers, looked at the eye test, studied some tape, and again, did my standpoint change about who is the greatest basketball player of all time? And we're going to find out in the upcoming segment. What are you talking about, bro? So let's just get right into it, man. What are you talking about, Stat Man?
Huh? What are you talking about, man?
Woo! What?
Since the inception of this podcast, for you, the listeners, matter of fact, this topic today was because you asked for it, and why we are a little late with it, a day late, because we wanted to make sure we take the time to break this down to you so you understand, not just based on my opinion and what I feel about this greatest of all time debate in the NBA and sports in general, but also for you, the listeners, to get a better understanding as to why this debate has been one of the most heated debates of all time. We need to understand something. The GOAT. If you've seen the emojis around any sports pages, you yourself might have used it before to make an argument. You say, oh, this thing is the best thing I've ever had. This is the greatest thing I ever had. More times than none, we tend to intertwine those two terms together, greatest and best. And I'm here to tell you, there is a big distinction. So that's the first question we need to answer. What is the difference between you being the greatest and being the best? Doesn't it mean the same thing? Well, first of all, greatness is a measure of the merits and achievements over a complete career, while best is a perishable thing. Practically, what I'm saying is it just has a timestamp. So take for example, before we get into Michael Jordan and LeBron James, let's understand this. Let's take Tom Brady, for example, right? To be great on Tom Brady's level, you need to have success, and you need to have that success and sustain that success for a long period of time. But you also have to have a mental edge. That's what I also consider to be part of greatness. Michael Jordan had it, Kobe had it, LeBron had it. But in basketball, it's a little different than football. In basketball, a player has more of a control on the outcome of games. In football, where Tom Brady belongs to, he has a mental edge and is unparalleled in any sport. Tom Brady's understanding of how capable he is, his knowledge of the game, his pure championship hearts, makes him greater than everyone else that's ever played the game of football. Now, being the best at something like football is different. Being the best at football is what scouts look for. So take for example, Peyton Manning. He can be the poster boy for this type of discussion. Think about it. He had an incredible arm. He made smart decisions. His vision was unparalleled in NFL history. But there's a reason why he holds all the records that we didn't necessarily talk about yet. He's the all-time leader in yards. Well, technically not anymore. We'll say Drew Brees. Drew Brees holds all those records. He's top all-time in touchdowns, where Tom Brady is fourth in comparison to Drew Brees as well. So if you look at the numbers, if you just look at the box score and you say, man, like Peyton Manning holds all these yardage records, all these touchdown records, Tom Brady is not even close to that. Tom Brady is like second or third on that list. So why isn't Peyton Manning then considered to be the greatest quarterback of all time? So are you guys understanding where I'm going with this? Okay, Peyton Manning has a near perfect regular season record. Matter of fact, it is known around the NFL that Peyton Manning is the greatest regular season quarterback of all time. But what does this playoff look like? So these are the questions to be answered when we talk about and want to distinguish greatest and the best. But of course, when we're looking at all this, we can see one key aspect that helped define greatness. Like I said before, the aspect of success. Of course, success cannot be only factor in determining greatness. Look, as much as I respect Robert Horry, who happens to play for my Los Angeles Lakers as well, he was definitely successful in the NBA in terms of winning championships. He has 7 championship rings, but nobody talks about Robert Horry as being one of the best or one of the greatest players of all time. There is a combination of talent and success needed to be great. In no world was Peyton Manning a failure. However, when it came down to some of the most defining moments of his career, he fell flat. A lot of defining moments for Peyton also had Brady getting the better of him, even though Peyton has a clear talent advantage over Tom Brady. And why did I use the football analogy in the basketball conversation? It's because that's how I think you will come to understand when we talk about individuals and then comparing them head to head, what the difference would be with calling one player the best and one player the greatest. So stay tuned for the next segment where we're really going to get into the nuances of the greatest of all time debate in the NBA. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, you have a message you want to share to the world, or you think it would be fun to have your own sports show like I do for the Statman Sports Podcast, podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and is a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your own podcast. And since I have my podcast on Buzzsprout, it's one of the easiest decisions I've ever had to make. Your show can be online. It can be listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. So podcasting isn't that hard when you have the right partners. And the team at Buzzsprout is passionate at helping you succeed. So I would encourage you to join the thousands of podcasters that are already online with Buzzsprout and try to get your message out there. Let's create something great together. So here we are, in my estimation, at the best part of this debate slash conversation. Because I'm here to present you the facts and the numbers. So let's take a look at LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, their awards and their accolades. Michael Jordan has 6 rings, which outweighs LeBron James's 4 rings. Michael Jordan went 6-0 in the NBA Finals, while LeBron James's record is a 4-6 in NBA Finals. Of course, that plays heavily into Michael Jordan's argument in terms of being the greatest player of all time. Now, let's look at their careers from a snapshot standpoint. Michael Jordan, he has 6 championships, like I said, to LeBron James's 4. Michael Jordan has 5 regular seasons MVPs compared to LeBron James's 4 regular seasons MVPs. Michael Jordan has 6 finals MVPs in comparison to LeBron's 4 finals MVPs. Michael Jordan had 11 All-NBA selections to LeBron James's 16 All-NBA selections. Note, LeBron James is playing 17 seasons. Michael Jordan has played 13 seasons. So, of course, those numbers, we got to keep them in perspective. All defensive teams. LeBron James had made 6 all-defensive teams in comparison to Michael Jordan's 9 all-defensive first teams. LeBron James has made it to 16 NBA All-Star games in comparison to Michael Jordan's 14 All-Star games, hence again, because he played less seasons than LeBron James. Michael Jordan has 10 scoring titles in comparison to LeBron James's one scoring title. LeBron James has one assist title in comparison to Michael Jordan's zero assist titles. LeBron James has zero defensive player of the years in comparison to Michael Jordan's defensive player of the year. Michael Jordan has led the league in steals three times to LeBron's zero. So that's a snapshot as to the two players in comparison. But of course, if we look at just those numbers, we'll say, well, of course, Michael Jordan will have the edge there, because in the major categories, statistically, in terms of accolades, Michael Jordan beats out LeBron James. But then let's look at the playoff stats. LeBron James playing in the most playoff games in NBA history certainly gives him an edge when comparing totals, but that's part of the argument, of course. On the all-time playoff leaderboard, LeBron James ranks first in points and steals, second in assists, sixth in rebounds, while Michael Jordan ranks second in scoring, third in steals, 11th in assists, and 42nd in rebounds. Where Michael Jordan has a slightest edge in LeBron James in terms of playoff is his winning percentage. Michael Jordan has won 66.5% of his games with 119-60 record in comparison to LeBron James's, who has 172-88 record with a winning percentage of 66.2. So obviously it does not get any closer than that. But then if we look at the playoff averages for both players, Michael Jordan is averaging 33.4 points a game in comparison to LeBron James's 28.8. Michael Jordan 6.4 rebounds to LeBron James's 9. Michael Jordan 5.7 assists to LeBron James's 7.2. Michael Jordan averages more steals at 2.1 in comparison to LeBron's 1.7. In blocks, they're about the same. They average one block a game. In turnovers, they're identical. They're at 3.1. Both players average 3.1 turnovers a game. LeBron James has a higher field goal percentage at 49.5 in comparison to Michael Jordan 48.7. 3-point shooting, they're also identical. LeBron James is shooting 33.6% from the 3-point line in comparison to Michael Jordan's 33.2%. Where Michael Jordan has a huge advantage is at the free throw line. He's shooting, for his career in the playoffs, 88.8 free throw percentage in comparison to LeBron James's measles 74.2. But then if we look at the playoff totals for both players, this is Michael Jordan's total numbers. He's played 179 games in comparison to LeBron James's 260 games. LeBron James leads Michael Jordan in points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, and minutes played. LeBron James currently has a total of 7,464 points in comparison to Michael Jordan's 5,987. LeBron James has 2,334 rebounds to Michael Jordan's 1,152. LeBron James has 1,861 assists to Michael Jordan's 1,022 assists. LeBron James has 444 steals to Michael Jordan's 376 steals. LeBron James has 250 blocks to Michael Jordan's 158 blocks. Michael Jordan has 546 turnovers to LeBron James's 949 turnovers. And of course, in minutes, LeBron James leads 10,769 minutes in comparison to Michael Jordan's 7,474 minutes. Now, when it comes to NBA Finals alone, LeBron James has an advantage in every statistical category due to the number of times that LeBron James has reached the NBA Finals round. Anybody that watches basketball, anybody that understands basketball, we cannot take a totality of something because, and by that I mean, let me rephrase, we can't just take the total of something without putting it into context. But of course, for Michael Jordan fans, for people who support Michael Jordan, some may say, well, it's just best to stick to the fact that you say he's only 6-0 in the NBA Finals, because in every other category, LeBron James outsmashes Michael Jordan. But then if we look at the regular season stats as well, now bear with me, I know you guys are listening to a lot of numbers, but this is very imperative for you to understand why this matters. In a comparison of an entire totality of a career with the regular season and the playoffs, Michael Jordan, for his career, is averaging 30.1 points per game, is the highest scoring average all time in NBA history. If you want to even get into the advanced metrics, player efficiency rating, Michael Jordan leads the NBA all time. He has the best player efficiency rating of all time in comparisons to LeBron. Michael Jordan's player efficiency is 27.9, in comparison to LeBron's is 27.5. LeBron James's value over replacement, meaning if you replace LeBron James with any other player in NBA, his rating is 133.7 in comparison to Michael Jordan's 116.1, which happens to be 1 and 2 in favor of LeBron James. So in short, when you dive in into all the statistics, all these incredible statistics, one player outshines the other player, and of course the argument will continue on and on if you just look at the statistics. But I'm here now. Now that I pointed out all the facts, now that I laid everything out on the table, let's go back to my original description of what it is to be called the greatest and the best. Just like the comparison between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has a better arm. Peyton Manning has better vision. Peyton Manning has every yardage record. He has every touchdown record. He has everything in a regular season. With LeBron James, he leads Michael Jordan in all the statistical categories that matter to people. Total points, total rebounds, total assists, and some field goal percentage. And some of you might say, well, that makes him the greatest basketball player of all time. But remember, greatness is for a longevity for a stretch. And all these numbers need to translate into championships if we're just talking about the NBA. Why do people play basketball? Why do NBA players play? In every major sport, I would say, you play to win championships. Of course, that is the goal. That's what an athlete plays for. That's what they aspire for. Now, the argument that LeBron fans tend to want to disregard, regardless, is the fact that, well, that argument that Michael Jordan is 6-0 in the finals is getting old. Well, it doesn't matter how you feel about it, because it's a fact. Michael Jordan is undefeated when it matters. When Michael Jordan made the NBA Finals, he never lost. On the flip side, people might say, well, LeBron James making the NBA Finals 10 times, being only like the second or third player in NBA history to make the NBA Finals 10 times, well, you're right. That does play into his argument. For a player that's been in his prime for 17 years and making the NBA Finals 10 times, it says a lot about the type of player he is. But making it someplace a lot and not winning it a lot, in my book, counts heavily against you. And that's what we need to take into account. I presented you with all the numbers. I presented you with all the totalities of the numbers that favor LeBron James over Michael Jordan. So let's just play this side for a second. If I played 17 seasons, which happens to be 5 more seasons than what Michael Jordan played, wouldn't I be able, with the talent level that I described and happened to be considered a great player? Greatness has to do with a combination of talent, longevity, and add an accumulation of stats. If I play for a long time, wouldn't I be able to accumulate more stats than a person that played shorter than I? So why do we disregard these standpoints when we're having this argument? The fact is, and we keep hearing this argument for decades upon decades, it doesn't matter what you do in the regular season, it matters what you do in the playoffs. So why is it that in the playoffs, many times, people who say that LeBron James is the greatest of all time disregard the fact that he's had failures in certain situations that Michael Jordan never did? Why do we ignore these facts? I myself, at some point, I've disregarded certain stats because I was emotionally invested in having this debate. I took a side and I said I'm going to stick to it regardless. So regardless of what the facts say to me, I'm going to stick to that. But over the years, I come to realize you need to look at things at a totality. You just don't take total numbers and say, oh, well, LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan because he has a total more amount of numbers than Michael Jordan. The game is not just about the numbers. Look at Tom Brady. He doesn't have all the numbers, but he's considered to be the greatest of all time in football. And that's why I brought up Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has all the statistical numbers, but he's not considered the greatest quarterback of all time. Because in key moments in his career, in situations when it mattered, he came up short. The biggest blip on LeBron James's career is the 2011 NBA Finals. And for the life of me, LeBron fans just want to disregard it and say, well, because his body of work trumped that. No, it does not trump it. You know why? Because just like Peyton Manning, in key moments, if you are to be considered the greatest of all time, in those moments, you will not fail. Well, we want to bring up the fact that, oh, Michael Jordan never made past the first round when he didn't get Scottie Pippen. Newsflash for those of you who conveniently want to leave out the facts. When Scottie Pippen was traded from the Sonics to the Chicago Bulls alongside Horace Grant, nobody knew he would be as great as he was. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen lost together for 3 years in a row to the Detroit Pistons before they made it to the NBA Finals. So that trumps the argument that, oh, Michael Jordan never won with Scottie Pippen. Well, Scottie Pippen didn't win it either without Michael Jordan, even though they were playing together for multiple rounds and they couldn't get past the Detroit Pistons. So what is the argument then? The same I can say for LeBron James. LeBron James couldn't get past the vaunted Boston Celtics with KG, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett till he went to the Miami Heat and joined Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. You see how we can take those facts and skew them as well? That is what I'm talking about. If we're going to have this argument from a neutral standpoint, then we got to bring in all the factors into play. This idea that Michael Jordan didn't get past the first round and he lost in the first round and LeBron James didn't, it's a fact. LeBron James has never lost in the first round. But who has LeBron James played in the first round that we later on thought, oh my goodness, this team would end up winning the championship? Michael Jordan lost in the first round to every team that ended up winning the championship. He lost to the Boston Celtics, where we remember Larry Bird saying that Michael Jordan was God disguised in sneakers. That Boston Celtics team ended up winning the NBA championship. Michael Jordan then eventually lost to the Detroit Pistons. The Detroit Pistons, the two-time back-to-back NBA champions, Detroit Pistons. Michael Jordan didn't leave the Chicago Bulls, but to also be fair, at that time, in that era, it was not as easy to just leave your team and go somewhere else based on how the salaries were constructed, how the NBA was constructed. There's not a lot of money that was tossed around at the time. So to be fair. So when we talk about this debate, when we talk about Michael Jordan and LeBron James, we need to bring, again, all the facts to the table. Now, this is not a conjecture. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. For the peak of their careers, numerically, take the player efficiency rating. Michael Jordan has the highest player efficiency rating of all time. What does that tell us? He's the most efficient player in basketball history. Michael Jordan is a perimeter player, like LeBron James. The way LeBron James plays, he is a perimeter player disguised in the Karl Malone body. And that's what makes LeBron James so great. Michael Jordan played in a system. LeBron James, you can make the argument that he is a system. But just take it also on the flip side. If Michael Jordan played in a system where it didn't allow him the triangle, for those of you who don't know about the triangle was a system where it was predicated on ball movement and man movement, rather than a player dominating the basketball like LeBron has been doing his entire career. So of course his assist numbers would be a lot higher than Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan averaged 5 assists to LeBron James's 7 assists. And that's, like I said, primarily because LeBron James dominates the basketball and Michael Jordan played in a system where ball movement was imperative. One player did not dictate the offense. So again, when we're going to have this argument, we got to present all the facts. Now, in conclusion of this argument and to answer the question as to who is the greatest basketball player of all time. This, again, not my opinion, not conjecture, is a fact. Michael Jordan, in his 14 seasons, when he broke through the Detroit Pistons in 19, 1991. Michael Jordan end up beating the Los Angeles Lakers in 91. End up beating the Portland Trailblazers in 92. The 62-win team, Phoenix Suns, in 93. A three-peat. Retired for personal reasons in 94. Came back in the middle of the 95 season. Lost in the second round to the Orlando Magic. And again, we present you the facts. Michael Jordan only played 19 games that regular season. He was out of sync. The Chicago Bulls were just out of sync. He was not equipped to win a championship. So when he came back the next season, 96, Michael Jordan won the championship. 97, he won the championship. I must also note, 96, at the time, the Chicago Bulls end up winning 72 games, which was at the time the best regular season of all time. Then 97, he end up beating the Utah Jazz. He had the great flu game in game 5. Then game 6, Scottie Pippen didn't have his back. Michael Jordan was running on fumes, just like Bob Costas said. And Michael Jordan ended up winning the championship. A second three-peat. You know how many other franchises had a three-peat in NBA history? Three of them. Michael Jordan had two three-peats in a span of 10 years. So in 10 seasons, Michael Jordan been to the finals 6 times and won all 6 of them. Must I also add that his playoff scoring averages went up in every season that he played NBA Finals basketball. Michael Jordan is the only player in NBA history to not score less than 20 points in an NBA Finals. So if we talk about greatest, it's a longevity of your career. It's the peak of how good you've been at your peak. Michael Jordan at his peak. The statistical numbers tell you that. At his peak, on an average, Michael Jordan was the most efficient player in basketball history. In NBA Finals history, Michael Jordan has been the most efficient basketball player in NBA history. And that's not adding the fact that Michael Jordan teams in NBA Finals have never gone to a Game 6. We want to talk about the totality of LeBron James's numbers. When LeBron James joined the NBA, series were already going to 7 games. So every round in the playoffs, LeBron James had either played longer than 5 games. Michael Jordan, for his entire career, when he was the number one seed in the first round, he swept them all. And at the time, they only played 5 games in the first round. So of course, an accumulation of numbers favor LeBron James because he has played an astronomical 90 more playoff games than Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan's in theory is playing less in the playoffs because he's beating these teams easily. So what are we saying here? Again, I'm going to repeat myself. For a peak of their career, for the 14 years that Michael Jordan played, he was the most efficient player. He was the best player. He was the most clutch player. You can also make the argument he was the best defensive player. So when you really start to look at this from a more detailed standpoint, like I like to say, you just don't look at the box score. You just don't look at a totality of numbers and conclude that this player is better because he just accumulated a bunch of numbers. Look, I must also be fair to LeBron James. The one thing that LeBron James has done better than anyone else in NBA history is carry people further than where they need to be. That 2007 Cavaliers team, they had Big Z, Larry Hughes, Mo Williams. They had no business being in the NBA Finals against the San Antonio Spurs. But at that time, LeBron James showed how great he was. LeBron James carried a mediocre Cleveland Cavaliers team with Dele as the second player. Dellavedova, I don't even know if he's still in the NBA now. He carried that team to the NBA Finals. So that plays in LeBron James' favor in the greatest of all time argument. But as of today, October 14, 2020, it is just tough for me to say that there's any other basketball player that ever existed that is greater than Michael Jordan. We've come to the end of another episode. That was episode number 91 of the Statman Sports Podcast. Man, I enjoyed that episode so much. I would say it's one of my favorite episodes. And I hope you guys, you know, if you're still here listening to it, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you, you know, take all the facts into account. You took all the standpoints into account. I try to do my best to, you know, bring everything together so you can understand the viewpoint that I have about this entire debate. It's a great debate. It is very good for sports, unlike what other people may think. I think it's very good that we saw one great player, Michael Jordan, and now we see LeBron James at his peak doing what he's doing, so we can have these conversations. We are 9 episodes away from episode 100. I'm so excited about that. Every week I keep telling you guys this. We have something big cooked up for you. So before I let you guys go though, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, just hit it so you can be ready for when episode 100 comes and you can keep listening to, you know, the hot topics of the week. Now that the NBA season is over, of course we're going to focus some more on the NFL and of course the MLB and the World Series coming up. So that's going to be some exciting things. Keep following our pages on Facebook and Instagram, Statman Sports Podcast. We post statistics on a daily basis. We try to break down the numbers and we try to post things out there so you know of the statistical numbers that happens to be going on in sports today. Man, that was exciting. Again, I'm still excited. I keep saying it's exciting and I hope you guys enjoyed it a lot. But for right now, Statman signing out, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Statman Sports Podcast. See you next time.